Bro, stops. Good afternoon. Good morning. You're on the air. Corey, don't rush it. You're having fun. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Hey, good morning.
First time caller.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm just calling on a matter that I heard earlier relative to Guyana situation and the flooding out. I would like to actually bring some information to you that I read and also saw some pictures. Now, we here in Barbados knew that during that period, about a week ago or more, we were having bad weather, and I don't think it reached 1 inch of rain. In Guyana, you had 20 inches of rain spreading an area along the coastland, maybe more than 100 miles from east to west. So much so that Essequibo River, which is the largest river in Guyana, and if you don't know, the estuary, Barbados can fit in it. And they had islands in that Essequibo River which were affected with that type of rainfall. Along the coast and in Georgetown were all flooded out. They had to, because of high tide, now because Guyana and Georgetown in particular, in those East Coast villages, are below sea level, it definitely has, because it was built and designed by the Dutch, you have coques or sluice to drain the water from the land into the river. Now, if the tide is high, water cannot drain. They have to keep those sluice or coques, as they are called, closed to prevent water from the river coming back into land. Now, I noticed that they had to use pumps to pump the water out. So it is unfair for the gentleman probably to be saying that a particular village where people might have been with squatters is actually affected, like if it's a deliberate attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Most along the East Coast, because of the low conditions, people are not building their homes on the between the road that takes you up to the Burbies River, which is about 60 miles from Georgetown. People normally do not build between that road and the coastline, which is the Atlantic Ocean. So what I'm saying, that I saw pictures and also recognized that the government had to form a special team to deal with this excess water that was on land, and they had to use pumps to pump off the water off the land where most people are dwelling. So it's to identify a particular village which we call Success have been flooded out as if it's a deliberate attempt. It might be a case that the water that they had to pump from inland might have very well affected those people on the northern side of the road. So I just would like to bring that to your attention and other listeners to know, and those people, those Guyanese that are here, mm-hmm. would know definitely of the condition and what happens when heavy rain fall, and you might have to, as I said, they could not open the sluice or the coques, and had to use pumps to try to move water away from where the majority of people are actually living and have their homes.
All right, thank you for bringing that perspective. Interesting. It actually piqued my interest now to actually go and do some research into this. It's always interesting when we, as human beings, can actually take interest in what is going on with our brothers and sisters across the region and our fellow human beings across the world. So thank you very much for that. Brastats, good morning. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yeah, good. Listen, I'm very glad I get cut out. Before that gentleman there, right, my phone cut out. But you know things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to comment on the same very thing what the gentleman, as he spoke about, said before.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when they get cut out now, this gentleman come and bring a perspective that I wasn't even looking at.
Amazing.
Amazing. Now, what that gentleman said just now, I heard about, they say about 8 to 10 years ago in Guyana, when there were certain parts where the government of the days were trying to explain the people stop squatting in these particular areas because of the low lying and the water that could proceed into the land. Right? And they continue to do it. Now, anyway, that's
but you heard about it as like a purpose, a deliberate act.
No,
but this is the first time I'm hearing about it as this deliberate act.
What the gentleman was trying to say is that we are not hearing anything about what was going on, why they had to move some of these people, why these people are being moved. So to me, I was saying, to me, first thing I said, you know what happened? But if the government of that land decide to put a stance on the people who's squatting, nobody should intervene into it because the water made sure it's like a corral. Your horse is getting away. But if you could go out and get the gate shut and hold 6 horses inside, you prevent the rest from getting away.
Correct.
So to me, that what I thought was going on. But now the gentleman bring up the phone about the water. I remember about 8 to 10 years ago, I heard about this already when they were trying to stop people in Guyana from squatting in certain low-lying areas, areas where water could come up at that point in time. So that put that aside for me until we hear what's really going on with that. And then again, I would still say we need to, when we see governments in their land doing certain things, they're trying to prevent certain things, we have a right to listen, but yet we have to listen and hear and see what's really going on.
Correct,
if they're trying to put laws in place to stop things from happening,
you're correct.
Well, that's the way we should go about it. Anyway, listen, I heard you read the email about the NIS person and they say that we can get the police to hold these people. They can't get the police to hold these people, right? You know, when even the time with if anything is going to be put in place, I believe in my life, hope, because I haven't heard yet that anything have been put in place for the, I would say, the business people who would take your tax between sales and goods, whether it be 19.5%, 5%, whatever. Well, that money was written off for them. But I haven't heard anything put in place in case they do it again, what the penalty would be. Now, when I first heard about the money that wasn't paid in, I was saying to myself, well, if I got bills here, I wonder if it's possible I could go to some of these establishments and ask about for my funds because they took my money from me on the false pretense and kept the charge and paid it myself. I mean, that would have been a laughter if persons heard it, right? But you know what? They took the money from us with that understanding. That's what they were supposed to do with the money. Never happened. They put that aside now. So listen, there's my issue now. They only got one. I get edited. I heard about some person were saying there's a possibility they can move some of the persons from Beckles Road, the elderly people, and bring them to Bushall area. Now, I was wondering, they say when you're building things and want to do this assessment impact thing, I want to have an assessment impact on the elderly people have been looked at or anybody looking at it. I'll tell you why. They have a place in Bushall named The Village where they play the music. You know of it?
In Bushall?
Yes. Out by the stadium.
Yes.
The village, something in name. They just play music when they got the effects and whatever and whatnot. That music, if you go to the Globe site and come up right there by Bank Hotel Bridge Road by the Four Crossroads, you will hear that music there down that side, depending on how the winds blow. When you go to Hollisville Turning to turn off to go to St. George, you hear the music up there.
Village
when you come down and come down to Fairfield out there in Spooner, so down to Eagle Hall, you can hear that music playing, right? Hard. Now, also, the gun range, which is real serious gunshots every day, whenever they have whatever, et cetera, right? I wonder if anybody looking at that alone, how it can affect these elderly people to bring them in that area at all. Because some of the senior residents in those areas, when the guns goes off, the house that having the steel, it vibrates their house and they can hear the echo in it. The music sometimes is unbearable and long for all kind of hours. Now, I wonder if anybody, I haven't heard anybody call and talk about that, but they were arguing about they shouldn't move down here, they should do this and do that.
I didn't hear anybody raise the points that you raised, and then probably with the rebuilding of the stadium, you know, you had some shows there as well.
Okay, well, let me tell you, if the rebuilding of the stadium go ahead then, and it happened, it's going to be worse again. The impact on those elderly people at a particular age and minds and whatnot is not going to be the same as a younger person, because they even have persons in the Bushard area who is, what would say, agile and come move around, but have age.
But question, you familiar with what part of, because Waterford is a big place. The garden, you know, there by Botanical Gardens, right? No, seriously, on the other side, do you believe you will hear those songs? I'm not saying here or there, just
you're
asking.
Not to me. You don't listen to me then. I told you, when you go to Horrisville Turning, if you know where that turning is, you can hear the music. If you go down to Eagle Hall, you can hear the music. If you go to Bank Hall, you can hear the music. You know what I mean? It's like everybody know this already. So this is not that I would debate about. So I'm saying, then to bring those people in that area, in that environment. Now listen, you're talking about the Botanical Gardens, right? Well, I am led to believe, sir, is that that is supposed to be one of the gardens that will be sanctioned for. Wind is blowing in that area. You need to get up, Corey. You need to can down that side of the world.
I know the area. That's why I asked, because I don't know how. I'm not a sound engineer, but I know that you may be able to hear something in Horrisville Turning that you may not be able to hear on the other side of the Botanical Garden, because the sound will get absorbed. So that's why I asked the question, and I did hear about.
No. My last bit on this here, right?
So there's children, but got a little pep in the step after moving up there.
No, you can't say bring it up. You just let it. You said children, right?
Yes, so there's children.
This is my concern when I first heard about it. I said, wait. So how are they going to have some person at the gate, police at the gates and things for this water? They tell me no. It would be, you know what? You could walk in, it's a free garden. So I said, wait, that means some students can come from the school over the other side, put on a tam, change the hair, change the clothes, and walk over.
Now, I believe that just like with cigarettes and rum, you know, they say well, 18 years or over, although I don't think it's strictly police in Barbados, something like that, if it does come to fruition, that they will be policed, heavily policed, especially in the beginning. Because, you know, when we start something, we need to be very strict on it, and then we ease up again. You know this. You know our culture, too, right?
In that area here?
I get you, but I actually want to tell you this. I appreciate you raising these things because, if the policymakers, the decision makers did not think about it, they can think about it now.
Correct.
And if they had thought about it, they can come to us and say, listen, we thought about that and these are the measures we've put in place. So which way is a good contribution.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Let me hit some WhatsApps here. And then come back to the calls. Hi, Corey. I'm seeing a lot of littering on the streets around the country. And when the rain falls, remember that we're going to have mosquitoes on the increase. So just a reminder to you litterbugs, you're welcoming the dangerous mosquitoes. This one says, hi, Corey. I've heard what they were talking about, the way the manholes are lowered. And they were saying there are actually some inserts that you can install to bring them back to road level. So if we get the right inserts, this person is telling me, we can actually have a smooth road. Thank God for that. I believe this is an official from MTW. They're saying, Corey, an official from the ministry goes with the person to the location where the tire is supposed to got damaged to verify the locations. Pictures are taken of the damaged tire or tires along with the alleged area. The complainant is then asked to submit a quotation for the damaged tire or tires to the legal section for process. Once, as long as the legal section is satisfied that the tire or tires were actually damaged at that location, then you would get satisfaction. A file is also open for every claim, whether it is successful or not. What I would like to ask Mr. 285 is, why does it take so long? I want you to put that part back to me. I want you to respond to me. Why would it take 7 years? I appreciate everything you say. I actually salute you. I literally put my hand to my forehead by my brow. And I salute you for sending this. But I ask the question, why does it take so long?
Barbados, the land we love. A land with so many places of interest. Right here in Bin.
Brastats, good morning. You're on the air. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Yes, I am a Guyanese. And I felt compelled this morning to call to correct some of the misinformation that has been gone out about the flooding in Guyana. Now, the first gentleman that spoke about the flooding, he is au fait with what is going on in Guyana. But the second two, they're totally, either they're misinformed or they don't know what is going on. Now, it's two separate stories. The first one is the success story. That is like you have Guyanese that were living in Venezuela, because of the situation in Venezuela, they returned to Guyana. And you have some families with situations whereby the COVID situation and they lost jobs and they can't afford to pay their rent. They go and squat on these lands in Success. Now, these lands are owned by the sugar estate. And the sugar estate want the people, the owners of the sugar estate wanted them to move from the land. And the people were refusing to move from the land. So the owners flood the land, Corey. They flood the land. What happened last week? That was because of the rain that fell. So it's two totally different stories. These two second callers, they're trying to say that the flooding in Success and the one that happened in Camp Street and in Georgetown, that was because of the rain. The flood in Success wasn't because of the rain. And then the government solution was to make like a, you know, like how you set up these shelters in schools with just a bed?
Mm-hmm.
That was the solution. And the people refused to go there. Now, what I'm saying is squatting is not right. But to go flood, people, you had people with babies. You had young women that are pregnant. And because of the land that they flood and the place got kind of swampy, they had an incident where a tree fell on some of the, a couple of them. I think one of them is still in the hospital unconscious. Mm. So I just wanted to clear up that misinformation.
I think, you know, sometimes when you have these arguments, sometimes both persons are right. And that is why you will find that the argument goes on for eternity. Because you can have a case where not you is just right or they're right. As you actually pointed out, it could be a situation with both. So you have a combination of flooding and being flooded out. So, as I said, it has piqued my interest, and I'm going to touch base with some persons I know living down there.
I think that you should touch base and you could get a better understanding of what is going on. Just final asking, what's the story with the Success story, mm-hmm. and what is the story with the Camp Street flooding story? It's two different things.
Yes, good. All right, thank you. Thank you for bringing
thank
that perspective.
Very much.
You see, brass tacks, man, is where the knowledge, education, the information flows. You just got to go a level of discernment, too, because some people call it some wild, wild allegation, wilder than National Geographic. But, yeah, brass tacks, good morning. You on the air?
Corey?
Yes, please.
Morning. I want to agree wholeheartedly with what Sophie was telling you just now.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to add to what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying we'll put in the hospital for the yesterday's children, as the people are calling them now, in the Waterford area. And I am saying that with all of that heavy traffic on the highway, I want to know if all that smoke, the fumes from the mufflers, with all that traffic on the highway, will not affect those elderly people in that area. And the other thing is that the when the rain fall a lot, as you obviously should or would know, that the Waterford is a place that is full of water. And with all that moisture down there, I wonder how it would affect them senior citizens, especially the ones that suffer arthritis and that kind of thing. So if they had to do a vote on if it should go down Waterford, the hospital should go in Waterford or not, I would vote against it. I told Dr. Hines the other way it should be. Down in Paradise. That's where it should be.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm. You know, you from Black Rock and you live pretty close to Paradise.
Yeah, that was my beach, boy.
All right. All of us. Hmm. All of us went to that beach.
It's called a miss swimming pool.
I run from the sandpit to Bass Rock and back.
Hmm. Nice.
As a youngster. So I told her I want to tell you that Paradise should, the government should get some money from some people, some of the rich people in this country, and buy that, the government could buy the land and let everybody, you're going to see the citizens tax. And people can talk, but they got to pay. Mm-hmm. Because nobody knows who will end up in there.
Correct.
And build a nice hospital there for those people, build it high in the air.
I like when persons that you call and give these alternatives, people will agree or disagree. That's how it would be. But what I like about it is it just gets your brain going. So, you know, there are some people who will say, don't they are too good for the senior citizens, man. You got to use your prime land. You understand? You trying to tell me that there are people who will not say that?
Yeah, yes. But you got to ignore them people.
Correct. You see, so it's like paradise before paradise. So you give them paradise before they go to paradise. Because remember... Yes, sir.
Let me finish what you said.
Go ahead, man.
Right? I am saying, you build a nice place out there, down there for those people, and you give them individual rooms, quarters that can have their own individual privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You will build a dormitory for the ones who are incapacitated to the point where they can't do anything, they can't move around. But they will build a big balcony, and let the people go on the balcony and watch the ships passing and get some sunlight and that kind of thing. I'm geriatric hospital and people don't get an answer. And the people that are able to go in the sea and get a sea bath with the medical staff and some lifeguards. And then treat the people. And like I tell Dr. Hines, and I want to also tell you, I want to reiterate what I told her. Those people, Corey, work hard to make this country, bring this country to a position where you and I and the politicians could enjoy it. So why not spend some money on them, so that they could enjoy the last days. I am for it. If I had to get about $200 a month out of my pension, all don't mind, it's a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot. Don't be shy about it. Don't be modest. Yeah, we know you get a lot.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a lot of talk. but seriously though, I feel. You should look for somewhere nicer for those seniors. That people work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told her, I want to tell you, back in the day, Barbados used to produce 250,000 tons of cane every year. That is a quarter million tons of cane, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And then old people work hard heading that cane from far in the fields and down in gullies and all about to get into the tractors, the factories. That time you have factories all about Barbados, all over Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to treat those people good. You should find some. And somebody say that you should fetch the highest price for your prime land.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. But at least you got to consider the senior citizens.
You got to carve out a space for them, man. Those are the people that, you know, it is on those their backs that we actually operate and run and have a country to be proud of today. One of the best small islands in the world, bar none. Somebody recommending to you Louis Link School. Why not use Louis Link School? That's what they're putting to you.
But if Louis Link School ain't good for the young people, it can be good for senior citizens. You see that the problem in this country, you know. Mm-hmm. People don't care about people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't attack the person motive, deal with the person issue. The person asks you, why not renovate Louis Lynch? But you're going on and say, they ain't care about people. So Louis Lynch ain't good. And left it there.
But Corey,
you're going to take off the body clothes. You ain't going to get
Louis, but listen to me, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Lynch, they move people and children from Louis Lynch School.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go put more people back there.
And there's a good point. The body name Port Moat Pringles. So, yeah.
But let me tell you something about the place.
But before you go further, I don't want to forget this. This is something I used to say before, and I want to keep saying it. Let people see the consistency, right? We were here about this thing moving to there. And where's the discussion before? A lot of the time, we, the public, are brought into the discussion after. But if we bring in before, we throw it up as an idea, you get all these considerations, the gun range, the this, the that, and you can make better decisions. You have a program where you could harness the power of the minds of multiple people.
True. You got when the people talk about it and they discuss it and they interrogate it thoroughly, then you could break it down, come to a conclusion that would be of benefit to everybody. But Corey, let me just close by telling you this. That place down in Lake Folly, when down there start, before it was, when it used to smell really bad, you could smell that in Paris Gap, in Broad Street, in Baxter's Road, down the port, out to sea, everywhere. And it all depends on which direction the wind is coming from. And it's the same thing with the noise up in Waterford. You will hear that music. I used to live in Bridge Gap, Corey, and you see that music in Bridge Gap, crop overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it all depends on where the wind is coming from, correct. The strength of the wind.
Movement,
you hear that
song.
Music all around. Mm-hmm. So I am saying to give the old people somewhere nice and proper to live, even if it means people can fret for 9 days, but they can pay eventually, because nobody knows who ends up where. And you pay an old pension or a geriatric tax so that you can put somewhere good for the geriatric people to live and let them spend the last days living in luxury. And I have absolutely no problem with that.
All right. Put your position there and roll, man. Good going. Thank you. There's a lot of discussion about this on leaded fuel thing here. Good morning, Corey. This is Sai here from Ontario, Canada. What was said this morning about leaded and unleaded gasoline for vehicles in Barbados was a load of superstition and nonsense. Unleaded gasoline has nothing to do with mileage, gas consumption, and if the car is 2 months old or 7 years old. Please do the research and enlighten people. And it says it talked about the octane rating of the fuel and the recommendation for fuel use, but all today modern cars have ECUs that compensate for the octane rating of the fuel. There was a lot of other messages here that I wanted to touch on. It says that this one says, Corey had a payment for my bicycle wheel in under 2 years, and my wheels were $1,100. These are special wheels. Probably one of those racers, special racers or something. I took the wheel and the photos of the hole, and they sent a team to measure the width and depth, and it had rained also, so I didn't see the hole, so they accepted liability. This one says, your caller talking about the fuel is not totally correct, because if you have a well-tuned 10-year-old vehicle, it will work like a new vehicle, but people, because they cannot afford, they will not tune their vehicles, or what we call service, the vehicles as often as they should. I was looking for some of the other ones. So basically, a lot of people, they're having a lot to say about the unleaded. It was reminding us that the unleaded fuel was actually sent out because of the environment. So it's saying, to say that the fuel that we're getting now is top class, I beg to differ. It is better. It certainly does not last longer. We have a Toyota Yaris 1500cc engine. We were in Florida 3 years ago and drive a rental. And they go on to give examples and some specifics. But there's some discussion about that. And remember when we took out the leaded, we were looking at more environmental reasons. So we will come back to that. Let's take another call, because remember, we're heading towards the regional very fast. Brass, that's good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, morning. Good morning.
Hi. I am here again to complain about the beautification ministry run by Adrian Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because it's run by him, but at least the problem exists under the ministry. And it is to do with the bushing that is taking place, where the grass is cut from the side of the road and put into the road and left there without moving or carrying it away. Now, I'm speaking today specifically about the area coming up from Durance, going up to Pilgrim Road, going up to the airport. The grass is there, and we had some rain. You know, we had a fair amount of rain this morning, a little, but we had some before. And it's just washing down the side of the road and running into the drain. Now, it's ironic that this is the Ministry of Beautification, and it is making the place ugly. When people leave the airport, everybody don't go on the ABC highway, but some come on the Oystens Road, the road leading to Oystens, the old airport road, and they see all of this happening, where the people are cutting grass and just putting it into the road in little heaps. And I'm constantly complaining about it. When they complained last time, they let them move it. So I've got to be complaining all the time to get it moved. And that is not good enough. I believe that the grass should be moved the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got 10 people working, and all 10 cutting, put 5 to load or the bike and 5 to cut. But at least move it from out of the way, because it is not doing good. And then there are the same ones complaining that the drains getting blocked up,
mm-hmm.
when they are the ones blocking up the drains. The other thing about that, Mr. Corey Lane, mm-hmm. is this. I realize that only females work in that field.
Mm-hmm.
only females, right?
In what field?
Males, but they work in the field of reading.
I see males, too. I see males.
Well, okay.
But it's majority female, though, so let me go with you.
Well, let me just say my observation for the time I've been looking at, from Maxwell to the airport, there are no males.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Okay, okay.
There are no males. I see the young ladies cutting the grass, and that is it. But there are no males. So I'm wondering if they're discriminating against the men, because if you don't get the men some work, then you'll be left with them to go and do all kind of mischief. So get them some work as well. My other comment has to do with Pompeo, if that is his name, in the United States.
Yes.
He was down here in the Caribbean saying to Guyana, no, let me look at what he's saying in the States first. He's saying yesterday, I heard him say that you need to count the valid votes and not the invalid ones. He said do not include dead people in this thing and do not include the illegal votes. That, and if you do it that way, Trump wins. Now, here in the Caribbean, in Guyana, I remember the problem that we had here was that...
Y'all get ready to land because we're heading towards the region.
Okay. The government that was in was basically saying, we do not want to include the 10,000 dead people into the voting system. and Pompeo said, no, you got to include all votes, including the dead people. Mm-hmm. And that's how this administration comes to be in office.
It's called politics, man. But go back to their thoughts in 2018. They said the opposite. You know, the Democrats won't concede. They're not graceful, etc. It's called politics. It's called politics. Anyhow, thank you. It's time to join our brothers and sisters. Find out what's happening with them across the region. Barbados, coming to you with the regional roundup.